Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking.
It's Brian McTavish is here to talk about fun stuff to do this weekend, and you look all shook up too. Are you?
I am shook up.
Shaken. Not stirred.
What's the other song? Nothing shaken but the leaves on the trees. That's a Carl Perkins tune.
Carl Perkins, that's good.
Elvis Presley. The undisputed king of rock and roll would have been 77 on Sunday.
God, I would have thought he was older than that.
You would. Well, I think he is in our minds. He's been gone nearly 35 years.
God, that's amazing.
I wonder if he might still be with us if he just laid off those darn fried banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes.
Although I guess he would have needed to lay off some other things, too.
I think that's probably
some
a
worse
fair
things.
Statement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, plenty of folks around the world, including right here in Kansas City, are still all shook up.
Remember the king.
He is the king. His enduring legacy of music and performance will be celebrated by, I count, at least 13 Elvis impersonators, a savvy assemblage that will be doing their tribute takes on the Big E on this birthday weekend right here in town at no less than 4 locations.
Wow.
And
wow.
I think we're going to have a good time. I think we need to list these.
Tick them off.
7:30 Friday at the Record Bar on Westport Road. 3 o'clock Saturday at the Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino in North Kansas City. Later that day on Saturday, 8 o'clock Saturday at Knucklehead Saloon, 2715 Rochester. And get this, this is great, a gospel brunch and a meet and greet with more than one Elvis, several Elvises. That's at 11 Sunday morning at the Flamingo Lounge out on U.S. 40 Highway in Independence. I think we're going to hear a lot of one song in particular. They all love to do My Way, a song written by Paul Anka for Frank Sinatra, but Elvis hijacked it. And what's interesting is if you listen to the famous live recording of Elvis doing My Way, he sort of almost apologizes because he hasn't learned the words, so he's standing there reading them. So for true authenticity, you Elvis impersonators, read the lyrics.
Ah.
It's also handy if you don't know the lyrics and you're an Elvis impersonator.
Tradition, 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 tradition.
And that's the moment from that musical, the song from that musical, isn't
it? Well, unless it's, let's see, it could be Sunrise Sunset.
Yeah.
It could be If I Were a Rich Man,
yeah, that's true.
But tradition
that's true.
Sort of, I mean, that's the story.
That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story of a fiddler on the roof.
Yeah.
Tevye, right, he's the poor milkman who wants to be a rich man in pre-revolutionary Russia. That thing won at least 9 Tony Awards, opened in 1964.
And it's still around.
It's still around. Zero Mostel was on stage originally, although it was many years ago in the Great White Way. And it's here in town. We've got a touring national production. Playing at 8 o'clock Saturday and 7 o'clock Sunday, Yardley Hall, Carlson Center, Johnson County Community College. And this is nice. This is a real flashback. The original Jerome Robbins Broadway direction and choreography will be utilized.
Mm.
And the guy they've got starring in the show is Tevye, who has trouble with his 5 daughters. The 3 eldest daughters in particular just don't care about tradition, and he's trying to figure it all out. Anyway, the guy playing this this key central role is John Preece. John Preece, I wonder if he's a rich man now because he's been doing this role for a decade.
Time.
And 1,700 times this guy has been Tevye.
Your kid, Tevye.
Tevye, pardon me. Yeah. Well, see, this is why you're the host.
That's a lot of times.
That's a lot of times.
Man.
I saw Robert Merrill in the title role at the Muni in St. Louis in the early 70s. And here's somebody, Charlie the Tuna played this role. Herschel Bernardi, who was the voice of Charlie the Tuna in all those great, crazy animated television commercials. Anyway, check out Fiddler on the Roof this weekend at Yardley Hall.
Talk to me about beer for breakfast.
Oh, beer for breakfast. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Yeah, I can't say I have, which is why we have actors who pretend to do things so we don't have to do them. Okay, it's the latest, maybe the greatest stage comedy to play at the American Heartland Theater at Crown Center.
Mm-hmm.
Previews get underway at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. Real quick, 4 middle-aged guys try to reunite, catch up. They haven't seen each other in decades. Old music, drinking games perhaps, beer is involved on some level, but one of the four doesn't show up. Who shows up?
I don't know.
The guy's wife.
Ah.
That's not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
I think belching might be involved.
Ooh.
We've got Kathy Barnett is the interloper, the female who vies for control.
It's an interesting premise.
It is. It's a situation comedy. So she's involved with local actors as well, Scott Cordez, Martin English, and the New York-based actor-playwright Sean Grennan, whose other plays that are previously played in Kansas City include Married Alive and A Dog's Life. It's rated PG-13,
okay.
I think, for noises that the men make.
The Cave Girls.
Not very subtle. It's the Cave Girls, one of two rockin' local bands. I love that drummer. One of two rockin' local bands playing a first Friday gig at Czar's at 15th and Grand.
Mm-hmm.
These are the garage rocking, you said it, Cave Girls. That's their song, Happy Home. Back off, man, like Ren would tell Stimpy. Back off, man. They're not very happy with whomever they're addressing
yes.
in this fine ditty. They're a three-piece bass, guitar, drums, and they're all female. There aren't enough female rock bands, as far as I'm concerned.
They sound pretty good.
They do. They really do. And they share the bill with Interstate Astronauts, whose self-written one-sentence bio on Facebook, if I dare, reads, "Just a band that likes you to have a good time while we sing songs about prostitution, love, and booze." But to be fair, these guys could be singing anti-prostitution songs. You
That's
never know.
Brian McTavish. Brian, yep. always good yep. to have you here. Great list, man, as always. You'll find his weekend to-do list, more information about our guests. It's all at kcur.org.